In a world of EMS podcasters, EMS Office Hours is the only live podcast bringing you the latest topics and opinions in EMS. Turn down your scanner and turn up your speakers as we join Jim Hoffman and Josh Knapp on their latest EMS podcasting journey.
Hey guys, Jim Hoffman here for EMS Office Hours. Guys, thanks for joining me again, taking the time to listen to the podcast. Be sure to go to iTunes. There's a button on this page someplace you can click for the Apple Store and follow and subscribe and review or rate the podcast. Do me a favor when you get a chance after this or even right now, go and do that for me and return the favor of for me providing this content to you. I really appreciate it. It really helps boost the rankings there on iTunes and gets more people and more EMS professionals listening to the show, which is what my goal is, right? So today, I want to talk about anticipating stuff in EMS, right? If you really take a step back and think about it, we anticipate a lot of stuff in EMS, all right? And you should be doing that, okay? I mean, you anticipate stuff even just going in the morning and checking out your ambulance, right? You anticipate that you've got to check out the ambulance. You anticipate the things you're going to need. I know for myself, right, I get in there every day and I'm like, okay, I'm pretty sure I'm going to need IV start packs. I'm going to need some saline flushes. I'm going to need some electrode for the EKG, right? So this is the type of stuff that you anticipate. Just first thing in the morning, you'll end up doing that type of thing. Other things you're going to anticipate, and I've done some videos actually called the Virtual Response Medic, and I used to do those videos and talk about anticipating things you're going to see when you get on a call, right? Let's say you get a trauma call, right? You start thinking about the type of injuries that you might see, right? Or you should be anyway. You should be thinking, okay, somebody fell, right? How high did they fall from? Should I be anticipating a fractured leg or maybe a spinal injury? Or what about a person who was in a pool, right? And you go into that type. Maybe it's an injury from that, or maybe a drowning, a partial drowning. What are you thinking about there? Maybe you're thinking about, again, maybe head and neck injuries, right? Or what about car accidents? You should be thinking about that trauma end of it, right? Head, neck, chest, pelvic injuries, right? And what about just basic blunt trauma, right? Especially to the chest, right? You're going to think about fractured ribs, a pneumothorax, a hemothorax. Just trying to let you know and kind of point out to you that as an EMS professional, guys, we have to always be anticipating what we're going to find. When you don't anticipate it, when you're not thinking about what you might be finding when you get to that call, you're going to find yourself behind the eight ball, okay? You want to be ahead of it, right? You want to be ready to act on what you find. And by anticipating things, when you go to a fall, let's say, and the person has a fractured leg or a femur, right, you're going to have already anticipated that. You're going to be knowing what's the protocol where you work for that type of injury. What are the treatments that you can give, okay? What hospitals can you transport that type of patient to, okay? What type of pain management can you give for that type of patient, okay? So when we talk about anticipation and things that you're going to anticipate in EMS, we talk about that type of thought process, okay? So, yeah, you're not going to be prepared for everything when you get on that call. Everything is not going to be sitting there waiting for you exactly as your mind is sort of playing it out. But by anticipating stuff and getting to the call and saying, okay, I was responding to a call, this is what I found, I've kind of got a general idea of what my protocol is, what I should do, things like that, okay? And I think by doing that, you're going to be much more calmer on the scene, okay? That's my New York accent coming out there. But you'll be much more ready, and you'll be perceived much more as a professional on the scene, okay, rather than somebody who sees something that they were not anticipating and starts running around like a chicken with the head cut off, okay, and not really ready to act. And that is going to diminish confidence of other people on the scene, other responders, family members, or even the patient. Okay, so think about that type of stuff, guys, that your anticipation of what you might find on the call is going to help you. And that's not just for trauma. It can go for chest pain. It can go for, difficulty breathing and all that. Okay, I'm just using trauma as just a general idea here. Guys, one thing I will say too, anticipate when you do your pediatric calls. Okay, I do this every time I get a pediatric call. It's not because I don't know protocols or I don't know dosages, but I want to prepare myself. I will pull up that protocol because, you know, I want to make sure that I am not missing anything. The last thing I want to do is start trying to think, okay, can I give this drug for a pediatric? What is that dosage for the pediatric? Okay, so stuff to think about, guys. And again, it's all about that anticipation, okay? That's it, guys. I'm done for today. I hope that this is really something you can maybe just kind of put that little bug in your head, get you to thinking about things that you should be, you know, kind of considering on the way to calls, kind of considering when you're checking out your ambulance, okay? And guys, you know what? This goes for exams too. I'm going to throw this in here. I was going to wrap it up. Let me just tell you this. It's good to anticipate stuff when you're taking your tests as well. Anticipate the type of questions you're going to see. Anticipate the type of content that you're going to see. And that's going to depend, of course, upon what type of exam you're taking. Is it a local exam? Is it a protocol exam? Is it a national exam? Is it a state exam? Or maybe just a quiz in your class? Try to think about the content you're going to see. Anticipate that content, and study and prepare appropriately. Guys, again, I'm going to wrap it up. Jim Hoffman, do me a favor. Again, go to iTunes, rate and review the show, and leave me some comments there as well, guys. If you like this and you're watching this, listen to this on the blog, comment below on the blog for me. Share this on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, okay? Really appreciate that stuff, guys. And guys, don't forget, follow me on Instagram as well. My handle there is at EMSSafe. Do some different stuff there on Instagram. You can check me out there and get a little bit of insight into my day-to-day EMS and private activities. All right, that's it. For real this time, I'm cutting out. Jim Hoffman, EMSOfficeHours.com. Stay safe.